According to the U.S. Census Bureau, about 59% of Arizona households have responded to the 2020 census as of last week. That gives the state a ranking of 33rd nationally. The results of the census help decide everything from the number of seats the state will have in Congress to the amount of federal money it gets for a variety of programs. And there are concerns about a potential undercount, most recently based on President Trump's executive order from last week, which aims to exclude undocumented immigrants from the calculation of states' congressional seats. One of the areas that would be impacted by an undercount and thus less federal money is health and health care. And with me to talk more about that is Swapna Reddy, a clinical assistant professor in ASU's College of Health Solutions, who calls the census count our baseline data. So Swapna, when you talk about health and the health infrastructure in a state like Arizona, how important is federal money that comes from census data?
Yeah, I don't think we can emphasize enough, and we're probably not emphasizing enough, how vital an accurate census count is everywhere in the country, but especially in a place like Arizona. I mean, the census actually will determine in general all over the United States how about $800 billion in annual funding gets distributed. In a place like Arizona, what we're seeing is, since the last time we had, you know, the decennial census 10 years ago, a lot has happened in this state. We have the fastest growing county in the country, right? We have a rapidly diversifying population. So much has happened in this state since the last time that we have counted who's in this state. It's incredibly important to have an extremely accurate count of exactly who. And when we say who is in the state, that means figuring out what the racial and ethnic dynamics are, which is incredibly important, which is changing so rapidly, but not just race and ethnicity. You know, we need to understand the age dynamics. We need to understand the socioeconomic dynamics. We need to understand where people live and kind of how those areas are being affected by a host of issues, and health just being one of them.
What are some of the programs that are most heavily affected by the money that comes out and is apportioned based on census data, and which ones could be most in jeopardy?
So let's talk about a few of these programs that especially serve the underserved, especially serve the vulnerable populations in our country and also our state. So one that's really important to note is Medicaid. The formula that calculates Medicaid reimbursement levels includes the census-derived average income per person in each state. So the census data is incredibly important for determining that fundamental formula for Medicaid reimbursement. Now, one thing that's really important to note with Medicaid here in Arizona is we are almost at 30% of our entire population here in our state is on Medicaid. This is higher than the national average, and this is the highest that the state has ever seen. So this is not, Medicaid is not an issue that impacts some of us. It impacts a whole lot of us, and especially during this pandemic. So getting those numbers right and not having an undercount as it relates to the census is going to be incredibly important for our Medicaid program. Another program is our CHIP program, Children's Health Insurance Program, in Arizona known as Kids Care. CHIP uses the Health and Human Services Poverty Guidelines and the current population survey that is once again conducted by, guess what, the Census Bureau, to determine eligibility and allocation of funds. Incredibly important for the children of working families. And then I'll also say, you know, a really important and vital safety net program that has become even more vital right now is our SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children. And our WIC program, WIC uses the HHS poverty guidelines for eligibility and census-derived information to set that monthly food voucher prices, right? And once again, what we're seeing here in Arizona is there are certain communities and certain groups that are disproportionately impacted by what we're all going through right now, which is the pandemic. And so making sure that these programs are funded the way that they should be for our community is incredibly vital, more vital than ever.
Is it too simplistic to say that if there is an undercount in Arizona and the state gets less money, that that just means that fewer people will be able to get those services? Is that too simplistic a statement?
I think it's No. I think 1,000-foot implication, right? If our census count is undercounted, we are not going to get the money and the funding that we need to uphold our current services, and certainly not at the trajectory that seems to be predicted moving forward for the need for these, especially the safety net services. I think, you know, what's really important here is that it's not just about our vulnerable communities, right? I mean, it's especially important for our vulnerable communities, but it's also about how do we create any kind of health programming? How do we create, how do we figure out what interventions are needed? Another area that I think is really important is, you know, we talk a lot about physician shortage areas. In Arizona, 70% of the state is considered a physician shortage area. Well, how did we determine that? A lot of that is because we use baseline census data, right? Also, you know, how do we determine very specifically certain interventions as it relates to air quality, as it relates to water? So when we're missing out on these federal funds, it doesn't just impact the most vulnerable, although it, of course, impacts them, I would say, the most, but it impacts all of us. And I do think that's an incredibly important point. So as mundane as this topic might seem in many cases, it's really not. I mean, it's a civil rights issue, amongst other things, but it's frankly also a population health issue, and we all belong to this population.
Well, it sounds like it really has an impact on the state's healthcare system and healthcare infrastructure.
Absolutely. You know, it's also really important when we think about hospitals, right? That many of us utilize and that really are so important for the overall population. HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, uses census and the American Community Service data in its longitudinal hospital database, right? So that's used to study kind of service delivery and patient well-being at this national, state, and local levels. So again, this data is used, that census data is used not just for these safety net programs, but for the way that our hospital systems all across the state are able to study service delivery. And that's for all of us. So yes, absolutely. I mean, incredibly vital for a number of programs for certain populations, but also for services that impact all of our population.
All right. That is Swapna Reddy. She's a clinical assistant professor in the College of Health Solutions at ASU. Swapna, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.